You're listening to the Kicking It With Kerry podcast, where we talk entrepreneurship, business and life. To find out more, visit our website at altitudebusinesssolutions.com.au. How do you create an effective social media strategy for your business? Well, in all honesty, unless you have the experience and the know-how, it's really hard for you to know what to do to create a full strategy. Today, I just want to go over five simple points that, as a small business owner whose business does not revolve around teaching others how to use social media, five things that you can do to create a bit of a strategy. Now, this is not in depth. It is very basic. And it's designed for small business owners who get overwhelmed by all the strategy and all the things that they have to do. So if you just start with these five things, it'll make life a little bit easier. So let's get straight into it. Point number one, define your goals and your target customer. So what I mean by that is, know what you are trying to do. Are you trying to send people to your website? Are you wanting them to purchase a particular product? Are you just wanting to get information out there? Are you looking at brand awareness? Is that what the goal of you being on social media is? So have your goal and know who your target customer is. Now, knowing your target customer is really important for step number two, but you need to know their age, whether they're male or female. If they're a bit of both, that's okay. You can have a bit of both. We just might need to be on a couple of different platforms. But knowing exactly who your customer are and your goals is the first step. The second step is choosing your social media platform. Now, I do find that a lot of business owners get overwhelmed at this stage and they go, I need to be on all the things. I need to be on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and Twitter and just everywhere. I need to be everywhere. But then they have a real little difficulty keeping up with all of that. What I'm going to say to you is I want you to choose your social media platforms based on the customers that you have. And then from there, you are going to choose just two. Pick two platforms that you are going to be on and that's it. Don't go past that. So if you're a business to business, then you would look at advertising on LinkedIn would be a great opportunity for you. So you might do LinkedIn and you might do Facebook, and that might be the two platforms. But choosing just two social media platforms to advertise on can take the overwhelm out of doing all of the things. Point number three, get your content figured out. Now, remember that your business only exists because you solve a problem for your customer or client. So think about what that problem is and start thinking about the type of content that you want to put out there that is going to help solve those problems. So what are the problems that they have? What content can you put out there in relation to that? Now, this is talking about, when I talk about content here, I'm talking about the actual what you're going to put out there, like the wording that you're going to put out there, but of course also how you're going to put it out there. So is it going to be a video? Is it going to be a text post? Is it going to be an image or a photograph? How are you going to get that content out there to your chosen target market? Step number four, which is where everybody slips up, it's start posting. Nothing works better than action. Nothing. So if you've done steps one, two, or three, and then you get to step four and you don't start posting because you're worried about what if I post the wrong thing? What if somebody sees it? You know, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, putting something out there is better than putting nothing out there. And you will start putting things out there and sometimes you get crickets, you get nothing. And that's okay. You just go, well, I won't do that again. I'm going to try something else. So the more often you do it, the more familiar you become with it, the easier it becomes to do, and you'll also figure out what is working and what is not working. So point number four, start posting. Point number five is be consistent. The majority of clients that we deal with in relation to social media that already have accounts, we find they started off really great. They started posting five times a week, and then all of a sudden they got down the track and they were doing nothing. Or they were consistent for the first month and then they weren't consistent at all. Social media platforms, regardless of what platform you are on, Your followers respond better if you are consistent with your posting and they see you regularly. Social media platforms will reward you for your consistency. So being consistent and showing up for your potential customers or clients on a regular basis on your social media platforms will help with your reach and getting your content out there to people. So a very quick one today, just going through and touching on those 5 points. Like I said, it's not a full strategy. It's for those businesses that are struggling to get started. And it's like, what's the first 5 things that I can do? Once you've gone through and you've defined your goals and your target customer, you've chosen your social media platforms, you've got your content all figured out, you started posting and you're being consistent, then you can go back and tweak everything and make it a little bit better. But just start there, make it easy for yourself. And that's my 5 tips for you. You've been listening to the Kicking It With Kerry podcast. If you'd like to be notified of future episodes, please hit that subscribe button. And if you've liked what you've listened to today, please give us a review and let us know how we're going. We look forward to talking to you soon.